important that we're on this call. First of all, I want to give you the website. That way that any of the messages that you have heard and you want to go back and listen to those again, it is the Master's Morning Call, Master's with a S, the Master's Morning Call .wordpress.com. And then we just honor the Lord for you to send through your prayer requests, your praise reports, any of the testimonies that you would like to give. And you can send those over to the Master's Call at gmail.com. Again, the Master's Call at gmail.com. And we would just be honored to get those prayer requests that our prayer warriors will lay before the Lord and pray on your behalf. This call has been hosted by Dr. P.K. Roberts from Colorado Springs, Colorado, as well as Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. I believe she is still down in Prairie View, Texas this morning with her parents. And I am just honored this morning to be a part of hosting this call this morning. My name is Joycelyn Henderson from the area of Hartford, Wisconsin, on the north side of town. And we just honor the Lord for each and every one of you this morning. I want to give you our scripture that God has given to the host of this call, that we would have a scripture mandate to stand on. And that scripture is coming from Psalms 88, verse 13. And that word reads, "But unto thee have I cried, O Lord." Oh, I'm telling you that right there is enough in order for us to be able to make it through this day. That is a lot of folks that we can cry out to, but this morning we make the confession that we cry, O Lord, to you. And in the morning shall my prayer come up to you. I tell you that this morning, that's our whole determined end, is that we would cry out to God and know that his ears are open to the righteous as we cry out. And our mandate on this call is to enrich, to enhance, and to empower believers as they begin their day. And that's exactly what we are desiring to do this morning. So we're going to go right in and ask Miss Willa from Chicago if you would come now and open us with a word of prayer in order that we can begin this call this morning. God bless you, dear, as you come.
Good morning, Master's Call family. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. 2 Chronicles 7:14 tells us, "If my people who are called by my name would honor themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, I will forgive their sins and heal their land." So, Father God, we thank and praise you for allowing us to get up early to seek your face. We love you, Lord. We adore you. We worship you. Father God, we ask that you forgive us of our sins and help us to be like you in everything we do. We pray for the founders of Artists International, oh God, the founders of the TMC, the Master's Call, Dr. Vanessa, Dr. P.K. Roberts, and everyone who is standing in the gap in her absence. Father God, we ask a special prayer upon Dr. P.K. Roberts right now, and we just know that a touch from you makes everything all right. Lord God, we thank and praise you for the speaker this morning, Pastor Chuck Brown. Father, and we just thank and praise you for the things that you are doing in his life and in the life of his church, that you give them a double portion of your anointing. Father God, that you bless them indeed. Father, you told us that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So as we hear your word this morning, we bind any hindrances, any disturbance, any interference that may want to come against this call. We have already loosed your anointing angels, oh God, to clear the airways, saturate the atmosphere, that we may hear your word, that every yoke and every burden in our lives is destroyed and removed, and we call it all done and seal it with your blood. In Jesus' name, amen. Back to you, Dr. J.
Amen, Minister Willa. We honor the Lord for you this morning. Thank the Lord for coming and clearing the airways in prayer so that the word will have now free course to come. And we just honor the Lord for you. I want to also just call your attention, especially those of us that are a part of Artists International. This Business Artists International is one of the reasons that many of us have come together and have become colleagues and friends and family and an artist family and a master's call family. I want to just call your attention to go back into your back office today. They have given us an extension to June 2nd. And so we just bless the Lord for this company, and I highly esteem the Diaz de Leon family this morning for all they're doing in order that they will enrich those of us that are a part of this business. And so we give God praise and glory for what he is doing. We have a slight change this morning, which is always just an honor for me to get the privilege to introduce our morning mouthpiece this morning. I would just say to each and every one of you again, get you a piece of paper, something to write on. If you had to get a rock this morning in order that you could write, you're going to want to write this morning the words that will be coming from the mouth of this woman of God that is going to be coming to bring the word of God this morning. And I would just say that I just honor the Lord that she is one of the co-hosts of this Master's Morning Call. And I truly believe that a woman of honor and integrity, I have sat and I have watched her life, and I have in the last few weeks I began to share with her about how impressed I have been with her honoring the word of God that talks about children, honor your father and your mother. And so I just honor the Lord for you, Dr. Vanessa. I honor the Lord for the God that I see and the God that I've heard in you and the testimony that your life has been. It is a sweet aroma, I believe, into the nostrils of God. And so we this morning put our hands together and just applaud the word that is about to come through this woman of God. It is none other than Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon that will come this morning and bring us the word of God. Dr. Vanessa, if you would take the call away now and come and teach us what God has given into your spirit this morning. We want to also, at the end of this call, be praying for Pastor Chuck. God bless you this morning as you come.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you so much, Dr. Dorsman. I also am humbled and honored by you just stepping up to the plate, just being a blessing and an excellent host with the spirit of excellence. You know, the word tells us to be ready in season and out of season. I got a text from Pastor Chuck. His glands are kind of acting up and he can't speak. So praise God, I am going to step in and just still minister the word of God this morning. And as Dr. J said, we want to keep him in prayer. Let's go right to the word of God. Just excited about what God is doing in our hearts, in our lives, in the land today. It's such a spirit of expectation and anticipation. And with our artist family, oh, I extend to you the warmest of kingdom greetings and to the entire Master's Call family. I believe this word will be a blessing for you today. I want to talk this morning on the topic, I'm keeping my peace in the midst of the storm. I'm keeping my peace in the midst of the storm. And the subtitle that the Lord gave me is, I'm holding on to the promises of God, no matter what. I'm holding on to the promises of God, no matter what. Our text comes out of Mark 4, verses 35 through 41. And in Mark, it's such a familiar story that I know all of us have heard and studied time and time again. But I know, as I've been saying, as life just has it be true in our lives, that either we're about to go in a storm, or for some of us, the wind is blowing, the waves are raging, we're in the midst of a storm. And for some of us who are a little bit more fortunate for this season, we may be coming out of a storm. But we know and we clearly understand as believers that storms are just a part of life. And we have them. They should perfect us, not poison us. If we allow them, they can strengthen us. And I'm going to read these verses very quickly in Mark 4, verses 35 through 41. And it reads, and the same day when even was come, he said unto them, let us pass over to the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. Have some of you all felt like you're full, you're just overwhelmed, drowned, you can't go any further? But oh, hear the word of the Lord this morning. Verse 38, and he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow, and they awakened him and said unto him, Master, carest not thou that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, what manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? All this morning we're going to talk about I'm keeping my peace in the midst of the storm. I'm holding on to the promises of God no matter what. As God's children, he promises us his shalom peace, the Isaiah 26:3 kind of peace. You know that the word says it's the peace that surpasses all of our understanding. That's the kind of peace that God promises and gives us. Webster's Collegiate Dictionary defines peace as freedom from mental agitation or anxiety. I like that. Freedom from mental agitation or anxiety. I often say sometimes, especially in this last 6.5, 7 years of me pastoring, I said, Lord, they're getting on my last nerve and my reserve nerve. I need some peace that could only come from you. Well, today with that peace, we're going to talk about five principles that I think will help us walk through keeping our peace, because the biggest trick of the enemy is to steal our peace, because then it causes us with this first P to get out of position. So we want to first talk about get into position. Get into the position God has, or as we'll say in the most of our everyday vernacular, get in your lane. Get where God has called you to be. See, Jesus said, let us pass over to the other side. See, getting into position with God will often require us to move. That's a four-letter word that is not a cuss word. We will have to go places and associate with new people. Getting into position with God will often require change. We will have to do things a little differently. You know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing the same way and expecting different results. God often causes us to change. And I tell you, there is such a shift in the realm of the spirit. As a prophet, I've been teaching us in this season, God is sifting and shifting us, and that requires a change. To be in obedience with God, it will often require us to explore new places and things we've never done before. See, with artists, we're learning about this 20-some-year-old company, and we're having to come out of our comfort zone. We're even in a phase two. We're in a new season, and we're going to have to get around like-minded people and get hold of the important information. See, in verse 36, we have to go where we need to go, and as leaders, as believers, others are following us, trusting us to lead us, to show us, to show them, I should say, what we need to know and what we need to do. We all must get in position so that we can posture ourselves for success. Secondly, to get that peace, we got to get a godly perspective. Get a godly, not a fleshly, not a carnally, not a selfishly, but a godly perspective. What do you say, Pastor Vanessa? Well, to keep our peace, we can't be moved by all the bad news about the economy. I love how I was somewhere and a speaker called CNN constantly negative news. And sometimes our diet is too constantly negative, and then we're wondering why we can hear ourselves be cynical, be so critical. Get the right perspective. We have to see things like God sees them. In verse 37, when the winds of adversity blow, and the winds of discouragement keep spilling over into our ship of life, we have to see it with eyes of faith. You know, we just got through talking about I see, I soar, and I succeed. Like that eagle, we have to see with eyes of faith. Faith sees. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, for we walk by faith and not by sight. What are you saying? You're not moved by what you see. The circumstances, yes, they're jacked up. The circumstances around us, don't look too good. Don't give you a warm, fuzzy feeling inside. Looks like the home team is almost down and out. But our God is able. And when we get the right perspective, when we become God's eagle, then you and I can soar above the clouds and get that aerial view, get a bigger view, a bigger picture of what God is doing. And always remember, God is still in charge. All this morning we're talking about I'm keeping my peace in the midst of the storm. As some of y'all know, it's blowing kind of rough right now, but we're holding on to the promises of God no matter what. Thirdly, we want to decide that we will persevere no matter what, that we're going to persevere no matter what. Remember, quitters never win. And what? Winners never quit. See, if Jesus told you to go to the other side, the only way, say in your heart, the only way you won't make it is if you or I quit. We got to keep pushing. We got to keep pressing. We got to keep pouring out to others. We must get the mindset of a warrior. Fight the good fight of faith that 1 Timothy 6 verse 12 talks about. See, in that 12th verse of 1 Timothy 6, when we fight the good fight, we know it's a fixed fight. Well, how can you say that, Pastor Vanessa? I kind of roll to the back of the book, and in Revelations it promises that we win. So it's a fixed fight. And see yourself as a winner. See yourself as victorious. See yourself climbing up the mountain on your way over the top with eyes of faith this morning. See yourself overcoming every challenge, every obstacle, and every roadblock. I'm not speaking to your mind. I'm speaking to your spirit this morning. I want to stir it up and prophetically tell you to spread your wings and watch the ruler wind of God soar you up out of your situation. Choose to believe that you will get to your Omega, the finish line. I don't care how messed up the Alpha looks right now. The promotion, no matter what, how far it seems to be from your Alpha, God has a desired Omega that he's taking us to. See, we're in the home stretch this month with artists. We got a two-day extension till June 2nd to the finish line. Come on, catch your second wind. Review your goals. See yourself making the goal you set for yourself this month. Like Jesus in verse 39, he arose and rebuked the wind and said into the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Speak to yourself and rebuke the fear, the spirit of fear in yourself. Sometimes we have to lay hands on ourselves, like David after the Philistines had stormed the camp and taken the wife and children. David had to encourage himself. Rebuke that spirit of doubt. Rebuke that spirit of fear. Rebuke the spirit of procrastination. Embrace the peace of God. Settle your emotions so the voice of God can clearly be heard. That's why the enemy comes to steal your peace, so you're rattled, so you can't hear God clearly. But you're going to speak to your own self. You're going to prophesy to your own self. If you don't believe your own voice, come on, whose voice more will you believe? And then next, we got to keep your praise. And the next way to keep your peace is keep your praise. Praise God no matter what, especially when you don't feel like it. Come on this morning. Notify your face. Come on, let's cast out the prune juice ministry. Come on, get a smile on your face. Change your countenance. Lift up that hand anyway. Raise that head high and get a thank you. I love a song that blesses me by one of my dear friends, Barbara Mitchell. They calls it an anyhow praise. I don't care how bad I feel, I'm going to give you an anyhow praise. God, you still God of gods. And anyhow, I'm going to trust you this morning. Anyhow, I'm going to open up my mouth and tell you how much I love you. Anyhow, I don't care how I feel. I'm going to speak to my situation. I'm going to speak to my body. I'm going to speak to my finances. I'm going to speak to the winds and waves and say, my God is great. Oh, come on, you ought to be praising him. Just shift the atmosphere. Set it on a higher altitude so you can get up to the attitude of what God's doing. And those praise breaks, they can change the atmosphere, and they permeate the heavens with praise. Ah, when the praises go up, we know the blessings of God come down. Oh, I feel God this morning. See, regularly, you got to have a praise check. You got to have, like you have your car, check with the tune-up for the oil and make sure you got enough water and check the pressure in your tires. See, sometimes we got to have a praise break. We just got to come on and lift up our feet even when we don't dance. Just go on and move and shuffle to the left, to the right. Let the angels know I'm working with you. Oh, open your mouth and just say, I thank you, God. And if you can't say nothing good, just be quiet and just lift your hands. And God will hear it on and the heavenly chorus will sing it anyhow. Oh, we got to have those praise breaks to keep the atmosphere fresh, full of the fragrance from heaven. Ah, this morning I'm keeping my peace in the midst of the storm. I'm holding on to the promises of God no matter what. And then let God perfect in you, work through you as you go through your process. Let God perfect in you, work through you, and go through your process. Well, what are you saying there, Pastor Vanessa? Well, perfecting it means stay on that potter's wheel. Stay in the valley. If he's got you walking through the valley of the shadow of death, fear no evil, for thou art with me, is his word, thy arm and thy rod and thy staff. Come on, it's with you. The mercy and grace is there to comfort you. You know, I'm down here in Texas, and we're always taught the richest fruit, the juiciest fruit comes from the valley. Don't curse your valley, and don't curse your perfecting season. All what the enemy has meant for bad. In Genesis 50, verse 20, let God turn it around for good. Stay in that place. Stay in that position. Let God perfect you. Go through the process. Don't try to run ahead of God. Don't try to lag behind on God. Ask for the heavenly cadence of God so you can march in time and obey that as he's perfecting you. He is working those faith muscles. And stay in God's gym of perfecting. He'll give you a better stamina so that as you're going through this battle, and you know that you're going to come out perfected as pure gold. Go through our process, even when the holy haters show up. Oh, you don't have to hate like them. Oh, you can stay happy in Jesus and just say, ah, you're trying to get my peace. You're trying to steal my peace, my last nerve and that reserve nerve, but I'm not going to give it to you. I'm going to love the hell out of you. You know, sometimes folks are so full of hell, you got to love it out of them. Some full of so much darkness, you got to shine a brighter light and make it leave. Also, this morning, we've said these are the things you want to remember. First, to get into position. Getting in position will require us sometimes to move. It'll require us sometimes to change. But we got to be obedient with God. It'll require us sometimes to go to those new places in God. And then we next got to remember to get a godly perspective. To keep our peace, we can't be moved. You cannot be emotionally led. In Romans, it talks about in that 7th and 8th chapter about being spirit-led and not carnally led. We got to be that ego to go up and get an aerial view to see, okay, I can't trip right now. There's some big promises that God has for me right around the corner. I'm not going to grow weary in well-doing. I'm going to hang in there and watch God work it out. We're going to persevere. Decide that you'll persevere no matter what. You're not a quitter. You're a winner in Christ. It's a fixed fight. we're going to win, and we're going to keep our praise. We're going to give a hallelujah, Jesus, anyhow. And then we're going to let God perfect in us as he works through us, through our process. Today, 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 I'm keeping my peace in the midst of the storm. I'm holding on to the promises of God. No matter what, I speak, decree, and declare into our spirits this morning the shalom peace of God, the peace that surpasses all of our understanding, the peace that makes us say, God, I'm going to trust you, the peace that gives us the eyes of faith to see the answer anyhow, the peace to say, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I'm keeping my peace in the midst of this storm. I'm holding on to the promises of God. Amen and amen. Back to you, Dr. J.
God bless you, woman of God. I'm telling you, that was a word right off of the vine this morning. Got to stay in peace. Glory to God. I tell you, he that keepeth their mind stayed on Christ Jesus, he will keep your mind in perfect peace. I honor the Lord for those five keys to making sure that we stay on the promises of God no matter what, and then we keep our peace in the midst of a storm. God bless you this morning, Dr. Vanessa. We honor the Lord, and we honor the word of God that has come from your mouth this morning. Minister Kathy, can I have you come now and seal this word in prayer, and if you would also just lift up Pastor Chuck as we close this call out in prayer this morning.
Can you hear me, Dr. J?
Yes, ma'am, loud and clear. If you would take the call and close it in prayer, and then I will come back and give the last information.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Father, we are just so honored to come before you this morning. We just love you so much. Thank you for your word that has come to lift our spirits this morning. Thank you, oh God, for there's nobody else like you nowhere. Hallelujah. We bless you because you have been so good to us. You kept us through the night and caused us to see the dawning of a new day. And we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. Thank you that you are Jehovah Shalom today. And we bless your name and just honor you for all that you are and all that you're doing in our lives. Thank you, God, that we can hold fast to the peace in which you give. And I thank you, Lord God, in the midst of it all, despite it all, God, we're going to give you an inner house praise today. We just bless your name. We thank you, Lord God, for all of those that are on our prayer list today. Lord, we thank you just because you are still Jehovah Rapha. You are the God that heals. And Lord, we come against the spirit of infirmity now. We bind it up in Jesus' name. Lord, in the works of Clarence and Perlene Preston, Lord God, their Lester Price, Lord God, Quintilla Jones, Minister Elijah Roberts, Geneva, Stephanie Page, God, Percy, Maxine Adair, oh God, Perlene there in Arkansas. Father, I thank you that we can bind up the spirit of infirmity right now. We do so in Jesus' name. And we ask, Lord God, that you will be Jehovah Rapha in the lives of these that we have called out before you now. In the name of Jesus, we bind every spirit of infirmity, every spirit of cancer, every spirit of diabetes, congestive heart failure, every spirit that's come against the people that we have prayed for today, we bind it up in Jesus' name and declare that all your works, Satan, all your works, your roots, your fruits, your tentacles, your links, and your spirit are dead in the lives of everybody that we prayed for in Jesus' name. And we ask, Lord God, that you would touch these individuals, Lord God. We thank you that we stand upon your word, Lord God, and your word has declared, Lord God, that you are healing. You provide healing, oh God, and it is the children's bread. And we thank you for that today. And we bless you, oh God, for all that you're doing in our lives. And we ask, Lord God, that you continue to order our steps. And even in those of us that are in business, Lord God, God. Continue to order our steps and our way. Lord, we hold up Pastor Chuck before you now. We come against the assignment of the enemy, and we say that you will not prosper in his life. We plead the blood of Jesus over him now, Lord God, and we thank you that you will touch him and even continue to be Jehovah Rapha in his life, Lord God, and continue to order his steps. Thank you for your servant, Pastor Vanessa, today, Lord God. Bless her for stepping in and doing what you called her to do, Lord God. Thank you for the anointing on her life, and thank you for the anointing on this call. We hold up Pastor PK before you as well, and we thank you, Lord God, that you are touching and you are doing what you do in the lives of in our lives, Lord God, and we give you praise. We give you honor. We thank you for Dr. J, God, stepping in and doing what she does. Thank you for the anointing on these mighty, mighty people of God, and we ask, Lord God, for everybody that's on this call, bless us as we go out today to do what you've called and purpose and destined us to do, and we give you praise, honor, and glory for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Back to you, Dr. J.
Amen. It has been an absolute honor this morning to be on the Master's Call this morning with each and every one of you. I want to say to you, Ms. Willa, again, thank you so much for opening this call with prayer. You opened the floodgates so that the Word of God was conducive to be able to be preached. Pastor Vanessa, I honor the Lord for you and the Word of God that has come forth from your mouth. And Ms. Kathy, you know, I just bless the Lord for you coming to seal this call in prayer. We want to just take a minute and say thank you to each and every one of you that are a part of this Artist International team, as well as to those of you that are part of the Master's Morning Call. Ms. Tiffany, we honor the Lord for you every morning stepping in to come in and do what is needful and necessary, and we just bless the Lord for each and every one of you. I want to challenge you to go out this day and to place a seed in the ground into someone else, and especially if you are part of this Artist International, put a seed in the ground into somebody that is a part of your team. And I decree and declare that that seed, God will blow up on it, and we speak the Ruach of God, the wind of God, blowing up on it now. I decree and declare that that seed will come back to bless you and your seed. Go out into the marketplace and be the ministers that God has predestined and called us to be. God bless you. We look forward to seeing and hearing you on the call tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. God bless you this morning. Bye-bye.